Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? You think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, basically you missed AJ making Syracuse mad. It's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
We worked in some other stuff too, but that kind of dominated the second half of the hour anyway. But good stuff. Go check it out. PodcastArena.com. Full show podcast. Always available. And I see you're still fighting with them on Twitter. So,
I mean, again, who cares what I think?
Well, people who are listening.
They shouldn't. I mean, if you're a fan of a certain team and I'm not, don't get mad about it. Well, it's fine. It's not personal. Again,
The one thing I would say, I don't think it's fair to say you're a bad team if you win six games in a row and win the championship. You may not be a great team. You might not even be a very good team, but you're not a bad team. That's
okay.
If you're a bad team, you have a losing record.
Okay. That's fair.
So, I mean, they might be the worst champion since, oh, I don't know.
85?
Probably.
Yeah.
But, so?
Yeah, no one... You think Villanova feels guilty about that banner they've got hanging up?
You think North Carolina State's going to give theirs back from 83?
No.
So,
dude, and by the way,
I brought that up on my own too. I caused my own pain with that.
And this is the upside, Syracuse fan. If you do go on to win it, those are the kind of teams that get 30 for 30s written about them. If North Carolina wins this, no one's going to remember in 5 years because it's just another North Carolina championship where they won with the best players. You know, if Syracuse wins, it's going to be special for them, for sure, because the reality is they don't have the kind of team that should be winning a championship. So if they do, it's a story. That's why I said at the beginning when we talked about what would I like to see in the finals, I said I think whether Oklahoma or Villanova wins and they play North Carolina, I think it's a great game because I think it's a good matchup. And if Syracuse wins, it's a great story. You know, it's a great story to have a team like that, in my opinion, didn't even belong in the tournament, to have them win six games in a row and go on and win a championship. That's a story. And where I don't feel bad is I got North Carolina is North Carolina, so they get the best player. Listen, Syracuse should be recruited better than Oklahoma or Villanova. I mean, Syracuse is basketball royalty. They're not quite Kansas, Kentucky, North Carolina, Duke, but they're not far behind. You know, Syracuse should be getting whatever players they want because they've got an elite history of being good. This is not like a Johnny-come-lately program. It's not a Cinderella because Syracuse should be good every year. They've got one of the best coaches. They've got everything's in place for Syracuse to be good. If Syracuse football somehow went undefeated and made it to the championship, that'd be a Cinderella story because Syracuse football is supposed to suck. Syracuse basketball, though, this is no surprise. Should be no surprise that they're here. Preseason expectations were way higher than this.
713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze in a couple calls. Johnny, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, sports.
Hello.
You're on. Go, man.
Action.
Yes, I'm listening to your radio station. Good afternoon to you guys.
Good afternoon.
And I hear you guys talking about the Virginia-Syracuse game.
Yes.
And I do agree with the what this young man is saying about Syracuse. They are actually a elite program. But they Virginia beat Virginia yesterday. They choked. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, and what I didn't understand, because Virginia does got a very good coach, all right, but they Syracuse took them out of their game plan because they usually get the ball and they will play the 30-second clock and then shoot. For some reason, they made four quick shots when they were winning by 8-9 points, and they missed all four shots, and that put Syracuse in. They made those 2 3-pointers and another 3-pointer, and that was I thought that was the coach's fault. Okay.
Well, I don't want to take away from what Syracuse did against Virginia,
especially going to the press when they did.
Yeah,
change that game quite a bit
because they did. I mean, when something like that happens, when that sort of a collapse happens, it takes a lot from both sides. So yes, Virginia did beat Virginia, but Syracuse beat Virginia too.
Yeah,
I mean,
we talked about Syracuse that with the Aggie comeback. There was also a lot of choking going on in there too.
Yeah, if Northern Iowa doesn't blow every possible thing in that game, they could have done 30 different things and ended up winning. But A&M had to do what they were doing to make that happen. So I don't want to take away anything from Syracuse in that Virginia game. But again, that's sometimes the best teams don't win. You know, it's not me crapping on Syracuse. That's not what I'm trying to do. I just don't think that team belongs. I just don't think they're that good. If they win, it won't matter.
Go get a tattoo of an orange on your junk and enjoy it. Try Jones. What's up, Jones?
Sports. Hey, I was me and the homies was having a conversation. We was, I know it's a little premature because the tournament is still going on, but what do you think when Kemba Walker had his season at UConn, I think they won the Big East, so he probably won like 13 straight games to win a championship. What do you in comparison to Buddy Hill's performance the whole season in totality with the tournament, whose is more impressive to you?
I mean, Buddy Hield's been fantastic, but the reality is what Kemba Walker did, and by the way, Kemba Walker, you know, that UConn team that won, another team that had they not won the Big East tournament, they probably weren't even going to make the tournament that year. So Kemba Walker put his team on his back through the conference tournament. If Oklahoma had lost in the first round of the Big 12 tournament, they're probably a 3 seed, but they're still in the tournament. It's not debatable. I think what Kemba Walker did was amazing. And I shouldn't give it all to Kemba Walker. That was a team effort. But that was a team that wouldn't have even made the tournament had they not won the Big East. And then they go on to win the championship. That was a pretty crazy story. But I see a lot of similarities in the way both those guys are playing in these tournaments. You're seeing what Buddy Hield's doing reminds me a lot of Kemba Walker just sort of taking a team on his shoulders and running with it. And I think this OU team is a lot better than that Connecticut team was. That Connecticut team just hit a magic run, though.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's do one more. Joe.
Hey, sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, looking into the future, if it happens like I hope it happens, what do you think the chances are of North Carolina getting upset by Oklahoma? And would it be an upset, or what are your feelings about that?
North Carolina would be favored against Oklahoma if they played. Again, I think North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Villanova, whoever gets matched up, you're talking about probably a one-possession point spread by Vegas. I would guess probably 2.5, 3 points North Carolina would be favored over whoever wins that other that other side. If North Carolina does get past Syracuse, they'll probably be a 2.5, 3-point favorite. But Villanova and Oklahoma, either one of those teams could beat North Carolina. They could lose to them too, but either one of them could win. I think it's going to be my guess is it's a one possession line either way.
Can we give Oklahoma a little credit for making the Final Four in both football and basketball?
Pretty impressive.
That's a pretty good accomplishment there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I honestly, there's not a lot of schools that can do that. It's a pretty small list. It's probably, well, Florida ever gets being back to being Florida, even in basketball. I don't know if that's going to happen again, but Ohio State, maybe. Or Oregon's a possibility, obviously, because they did it this year. But there's just not that many schools that are good enough in both sports to do that.
No.
UConn women?
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Did you see that RJ sent us some updated odds? Can we run through those next segment?
Sure.
Might be kind of fun. All right. Right now, I'm going to tell you about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center. And, man, coming up on 2 years ago now when I went in there and decided, hey, I needed to do something. And got the weight off. And now I'm healthy. I'm feeling good. And I've been able to keep it off. And I've been like this now for about a year and a half. And it's great. I feel better. I got a really busy running schedule coming up starting this weekend. And I couldn't have done that before, not without Quick Weight Loss. They helped me get the weight off, and now I'm keeping it off, and I'm telling you, I'm just enjoying my life a hell of a lot more. They can help you, too. They've been helping people for 28 years. You can lose more weight faster and easier, up to 100 pounds or more. No exercise required, no prepackaged meals. But if you want to exercise while you're doing it, it's just going to help you lose the weight faster. Right now, great deal. Get 6 weeks for $66. All weight loss services included, and kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions apply. For your free, no-obligation consultation, drop by one of their 15 Houston-area locations. Go to quickweightlosscenter.com, or better yet, give them a call. 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117.
Round them up, let's go. Round them up, let's go.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, a bunch of people have been asking about this Houston Beer Guide bracket. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
I have. I voted in it once.
Did you? I did not vote in it. I'm a little, I'm just now looking at some of the results. I'm a little surprised by a couple of these. I'll just say that. But they're Elite Eight. I love Pumpkinator, but it shouldn't have beat the Kentucky Habit.
No way. Did it win that?
It did.
Oh, that's crazy. That Kentucky Habit's fantastic.
And so one bracket is Pumpkinator versus Divine Reserve 15.
Okay.
The other bracket, Southern Star Black Crack beat Carbox Chocolate BBH, which not for me, but okay. Lone Pint Yellow Rose beat St. Arnold's Endeavor. So it's Southern Star Black Crack versus Lone Pint Yellow Rose.
I agree with that. I think Yellow Rose is one of the best IPAs brewed in the state.
The other side of the bracket, Bourbon Barrel Hellfighter versus Art Car IPA.
Okay.
If you're voting in this, you should be voting for the Bourbon Barrel Hellfighter. Not that I dislike the Art Car IPA. Texas Beer Refinery Catalyst has moved on and will be taking on St. Arnold's Bishop's Barrel 10.
All right.
In the other one. So who would you vote for out of those? Out of BBH versus Art Car?
BBH.
Catalyst versus Bishop's Barrel 10.
Probably Bishop's Barrel 10. The Catalyst is pretty good.
That's
though.
A good beer, yeah.
It's just a preference for me, style.
Pumpkinator versus DR 15.
Probably Pumpkinator.
Yeah, I think I would, too. Because when they had that tap takeover a couple weeks ago at my friend's place downtown, I had the option of both. I drank a lot more Pumpkinator than I did Divine Reserve. So
I can't believe Vanilla BBH is out.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that.
Vanilla BBH is my favorite beer that was made in Houston this
It was
year.
Beaten by Catalyst.
Oh, so, that's a good victory.
We'll see what happens. Southern Star Black Crack versus Lone Pint Yellow Rose. I'm guessing you're on the Yellow Rose.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of with you on that. It's cool that they're doing it. There's some good beers in here. 713-780-ESPN. All right, we'll do one more call on this, and then we'll move on to a different topic. But let's do Tom real quick.
Hey, sports.
Sports.
Hey, so what I wanted to ask about is – you know, does it take away at all from the sanctity or the respect of the NCAA tournament to have such, you know, Syracuse is a great team and Boeheim is Boeheim, but I mean, I've been hearing all week before the tournament started about how Syracuse, you know, shouldn't be a NCAA team this year, how they shouldn't be in the dance. So does it at all take away from the NCAA tournament the respect of it that you get such a crapshoot? You know, if we were to re-roll the dice and spread the board again, you know, it could go 100 different ways. Does it at all, you know, you're not going to get that in the college football playoff. You're not really going to get that in the NFL. And that's the topic that I think that people, you know, sometimes want to talk about. Thanks.
No, not for me. I mean, that's what makes a tournament what it is. And it's there's a team almost every year that barely gets into the tournament and goes on a deep run. And no, it doesn't. To me, that's part of the charm of this thing, the fact that a Syracuse can get there. So,
people with Syracuse, like, what do you call them? Their profile picture on Twitter. What do you call the profile picture on Twitter? Why can't I think of that word, John?
Avatar?
Yeah, avatar. Syracuse avatars. Saying, I don't care if Boeheim had a pickup squad of 40-year-olds. He still deserves more respect than the trash you're talking. I'm not talking trash. I just...
Does he deserve respect?
I feel like first of all, let's remember there's a reason why Jim Boeheim was suspended this year. Let's not forget about that. To me, it has no bearing on what this team is doing now. I don't care. A lot of coaches cheat. A lot of coaches get caught cheating. A lot don't. It doesn't matter to me. I think Jim Boeheim's one of the best coaches in the game regardless. I just don't think this is one of his best teams. I don't think they're great. And it doesn't matter. I mean, if they win, it's not going to matter. Again, I think it's more of a story if they don't, or if they do win, than it would be had they been a 2 seed this year and won, because then no one would care. It wouldn't be a memorable championship. If Syracuse wins, it's a memorable championship. In fact, that's the only thing that will make this year's championship memorable to anyone other than the fan bases of the teams.
Well, that's the case most years, let's be honest.
If North Carolina wins, North Carolina fan will remember. Nobody else will. Maybe whoever they beat in the final, they'll say, oh, that's the year we were so close. If Oklahoma or Villanova wins, I mean, I guess Oklahoma, I don't remember their last championship. It's been a while. It'd be memorable to Oklahoma fan. It'd be memorable to Villanova fan who hasn't won since 85. But it's not memorable in the grand scheme. If Syracuse wins, this is going to be the year that a 10 seed won the whole tournament. You know, and that's a rare thing.
Only 4 10 seeds or lower have made it to the Final Four.
Yeah.
That ought to tell you something.
It doesn't happen very often.
Texter asks, why does everyone want to have Final Fours and Super Bowls in Houston? It just turns the city into an overcrowded zoo. I think it's great.
It brings a lot of money
in. It brings a lot of money in. For all my friends who own bars, especially downtown, they're going to make a bunch of extra money. So that part's good. Do I look forward to all the extra people down in my neighborhood? No. But I think it's cool because a lot of people come here and see what a underrated city we have. And it gets a lot of attention. I'm all for it. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Fair point. It's tough to have normal releases versus special release beers. They almost should be a separate bracket.
That's true.
But 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I know you guys are talking Final Four right now, but I'm curious what y'all think the Astros... Please don't y'all us, guys. What y'all think the Astros are going to do at first base this year? I know Marwin and Valbuena can play one base, but do you think they'll try to work in press?
The answer is June 1st, A.J. Reed probably comes up and plays first base for the rest of the season.
And
that dude's dominated in the minor leagues. He looks prepped to be... I mean, he's one of the, I think, top 5 or 10 prospects in baseball. He's prepped to take that job.
But it's not going to... They're going to wait.
Yeah,
and
because they can fill in the blank with White or Singleton.
I think they'll try Singleton at the start of the year. It's not going to be any worse than Chris Carter was at the beginning of last year. And if he were to win the job, then that would give, if he were to actually play well, that would give him some options. They could move him to DH and, you know, maybe move Gattis at some point and bring up Reed then. But it'll be a good problem to have if they get there. But I think it's eventually Reed's job, but it won't be until June. Or late May. 713-780-ESPN.
Lamont, he's tired of us talking about Syracuse. He wants to talk about Game of Thrones or something.
not that far away. There was a Banshee marathon this weekend.
I know. I've seen them all. I've seen every episode twice, so I don't need it. But I got to get in touch with Matty Roach and see when he can come on.
Yeah, we definitely need to have him on, start talking a little Banshee. A lot of people are asking about Walking Dead last night. I don't know anything about it.
Well,
so.
The season finale is next weekend, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty it's going to be a pretty good finale. I mean, should I say spoiler alert? Jong, have you seen the episode from last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it was as good as people made it out to be.
Oh, I don't think last night's episode was anything special, but I think that it sets up for something great next Sunday, hoping that they go back to their old ways where they kill off major characters, because right now, and again, turn your radio down if you don't want a spoiler, but right now, Glenn and what's that chick's name? Rosita?
Yes.
Rosita and Daryl are all they're all captured and look like they're about to die. So there's one more. Who else is with them? Who else is with Daryl?
Oh, man, I can't.
Is it Abraham?
No, it's not Abraham. It's Abraham's side piece, I think, isn't it? No, I can't remember who's with them.
Yeah, I don't know either. But but if Glenn or Daryl dies, and there's like a scene at the end of this episode where it looks like
Daryl got shot.
Yeah, Daryl gets shot is what it looks like. It doesn't show it up close, but like blood, there's a gunshot and blood spatters when a gun's pointed at Daryl. But if Daryl or Glenn dies, I feel like I can say the series is finally back to what made it good.
Well, somebody took a screenshot of the final frame, and it shows the guy's gun going off. And
It's Michonne.
It is Michonne.
Yeah, so if Michonne dies, that's also good. But if Michonne or Glenn or Daryl die, I mean, those are three of the most major characters to the whole story, right?
I don't think they have the balls to kill Daryl off.
Well, listen, if one of those three dies, it will do what the show was doing initially, and that's what made me really interested in this show, is they were not afraid to kill off major characters. And that's when you liked it best, Fred. That's when I liked it best. That's when it was the best. Was because you never knew what was going to happen any given week. A major character could just be gone. And they've gone away from that for like 2 years since they killed off a major player. If that happened, and I don't know if it did for sure, but if it did happen, then we're talking about a game-changing thing for that series, which this season may have brought it back from the dead.
So I didn't see this today, but Singleton got sent down.
Oh, well.
So there you go.
It's
so
not him.
White is going to start the season at first base, so we'll see how that goes. But I still think Reed's the guy here in a couple of months. And if White can play it, great. It gives you some options.
Yeah.
But I'm a little surprised to see that because all spring long they were saying that they were going to give Singleton the chance to get the job. But,
well, Singleton sucks, and we all know.
Yeah, I guess it's about time to admit that. So.
All right. I got to tell you one more time about attorney Gary Trichter. Guys, a DWI can ruin your life, and if you're accused of DWI and you don't have the right attorney, boy, it can go wrong in a hurry. And that's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He is a DWI specialist. He's experienced in taking these cases to trial, which not very many lawyers are, not many DWI lawyers are. And he's experienced in telling the truth to juries about the flaws in police science. And the police science, if you don't have a good lawyer, police science could be enough to get you a guilty verdict, and that could ruin you. It could ruin you for life. It could ruin you financially. It could get you fired. A lot of things can go wrong. That's why you need someone experienced like attorney Gary Trichter. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI or DUI, you need to call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. You never know when you might need it. 713-524-1010. You can visit him online at texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010. For attorney Gary Trichter.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
Here's the Singleton and Reed both got sent down.
Right. Which it happened.
For different reasons.
Yeah.
I mentioned that AJ Reed will be here June 1st. There's almost no doubt in my mind. AJ Reed hit 311 with three home runs in the spring in 45 at bats. Jonathan Singleton, 151 with 17 strikeouts and 53 at bats. He hit 151 and struck out every third at bat. Jonathan Singleton sucks, man.
Well, you know what he is? I'm never willing to totally give up on guys that do show flashes, but I think he's your classic halfway between AAA and MLB player.
Because like Brett Wallace was.
Like Brett Wallace was.
A quad A player.
Yeah, that's what he is. He's too good for AAA. He's not good enough for the bigs.
Although I think Brett Wallace was a better AAA player than Singleton. May have been a better major leaguer than Singleton.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know that I'm ready to punt on the guy yet, but this was his chance. I mean, they gave him every opportunity. But you gotta wonder.
Just remember, this is the prospect game. Every team gets new prospects every year, and every team has a top 5 or 10 prospect list, and every fan base gets excited about those top 5 or 10 prospects, and they expect them to turn into something. And without fail, only about half those guys are worth a damn. I mean, it's just the way of the world. Some of them will end up, you know, making the teams, and they'll be bit players. They'll never live up to what you expected them to be. Some of them turn into Carlos Correa, if you're lucky. You know, that's great. But then some of them end up being Brett Wallace or Jonathan Singleton or, you know, hell, Jason Castro. Do you remember when Jason Castro was talked about like this amazing catching prospect, like he was the next Joe Mauer or something?
He was a top 10 pick in the draft. I mean,
yeah. And it turns out he's a guy that can catch the ball when the pitcher throws it. And that's about it. Yeah, that's about what Jason Castro is useful for, is he's a decent defensive catcher. But I mean, so that's how prospect games work. Sometimes they don't even turn into Jason Castro because sometimes they can't even get to the big leagues. So Jonathan Singleton had high expectations. I don't think he's ever going to meet him at this point. But that happens to every team.
Well, yeah, everybody. And that's why for so long people get all excited about a lot of this guy's going to be great. About 1 in 4 of them turn out to be really good players of your top prospects.
And even then, how often do they really turn out to be what the fan base expected them to be?
Well, that's very pretty rare. Yeah, that is pretty rare.
I mean, here's a good example. George Springer. And this is a big year for George Springer developmentally. Maybe he turns into what the fan base expected him to be. But I remember 3 years ago, Fred, you and I sitting here having this discussion where I said, George Springer, while I think George Springer can play, I think he'll be a good major leaguer, I don't think George Springer is a cornerstone of a franchise type of guy. I remember saying, Correa, I think, is the guy like that. And I think Correa has turned out to be that guy. Springer still has a chance to turn into an invaluable piece of this franchise. But right now, Springer's a good, not great player. But he's a play. I mean, he's at least there. Is he ever going to live up to what he was expected to be as a prospect? I don't know at this point. Like I said, this year's big for him developmentally. Maybe he turns that corner. Maybe he doesn't. But if Springer has a 6-year career where he does what he did last year, and that's what he is with the Astros for 6-7 years, that's pretty decent. I mean, you got yourself a starting center fielder. Was he a superstar? No.
It's kind of a Hunter Pence is what he is. If he does that.
Yeah,
pretty solid player, nothing special, not a superstar, but a solid player.
Yeah, I think Hunter Pence may be a little bit better than what George Springer's been so far.
I think he has, but if he does that for 6 years, that's pretty much the same thing that he's done.
But expectations were that he was going to be, you know, some kind of Daryl Strawberry, and it's unrealistic more often than not.
Well, part of that comes where they're drafted. He went very high in the draft again, and that's, you know, and not all those guys hit. Yeah, and sometimes you flip them like they did to get their closer. So Alan, who's on Facebook, was one of several people who mentioned that Singleton got sent down. Yeah, it happened after the show started, and I just missed it on Twitter. So thank you for letting us know.
No, it happened. Singleton happened earlier today. It's on my notes, yeah.
Okay, because it's not on my...
Yeah, it was in my notes. I just blurted it.
Because I have a little alert that I get on anything Astros, Texans, or...
They failed you today.
Rockets, and yeah, nothing. Nothing on my phone. I found out about the shooting in Washington. I got that.
What the hell is going on around here?
What the hell? I'm going to have to fix my settings. Something went wrong there. All right. 713-780-ESPN. So I apologize.
Jermaine says he can't remember exactly, but every woman Rick has been involved with sexually has died, so Michonne will die. Who is Rick Bang besides his wife? Did he get something elsewhere?
You're asking the wrong dude.
John?
Did he ever sleep with that blonde girl?
Yeah, the blonde chick who got whacked.
I don't think he ever did, though.
No, I don't think they ever boned.
No, I think they did. I was still watching the show then. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. Maybe Rick's getting some that we don't know about, though. That's possible.
Let's try
Rick's
it.
Rick's boss hog. He gets it where he wants it.
Melvin should anyway. Melvin wants to weigh in on Walking Dead since we're talking it. Let's go ahead and grab him. What's up, Melvin?
Hey, guys. Sports. Not to swear out to sports, but I'm a big Walking Dead fan. And, of course, you know, Michonne, the way the comic books are now, she's not going to die no time soon. So we can X-name Michonne being dead. But the comic books lead to, because I've been reading them, it leads to Glenn being killed. Now, he was so really, you know, to me, he was supposed to have been killed a couple of weeks ago from the comic book. But it kind of like prolonged it a little bit.
Glenn should have been killed about 20 times by now already, and somehow Glenn always lives. When Glenn was hiding under the dumpster and he, like, put the body on top of him and somehow they just got that guy and not Glenn, I'll never understand that. Yeah, Michonne seems like the kind of character that will be around for a while. I don't know. I don't know who I'm cheering for to die on that show anymore. I would be sad if Daryl died because he's the only character I really like on the whole show. But if it happened, I would be okay with it because it would show me that they're not scared anymore.
I think, and the reason I got out on the show, well, there are a lot of reasons, but they started realizing that the ratings were going to be great no matter what they did.
Yeah.
And by killing off characters, they might start losing people, forgetting that that's what got them in there in the first place. No.
Listen, it's kind of like Eminem is what I will relate it to. Is Eminem got to a point where everything that he did would sell millions of records, and he had it figured out. And then he started making really crappy music, and it sold at first, but then people were like, oh, he's done, he's dead. And then he had to like get his whole life together and come back and start making good records again, which he did, but he made a couple really crappy records in there before he made the comeback. I think that's what a couple years of Walking Dead was, and now hopefully they're getting into their recovery and Marshall Mathers 2 phase of the Walking Dead. I hope that's what's happening.
A couple things from Twitter. Matthew asks, is the NFL and
that work, John? That works for you? Okay, John is okay with that.
Matthew asks, has the NFL and NBA drafts changed our perception of the Major League Baseball draft? I think casually, yes, because the baseball draft is such a different animal. You're taking high school kids.
Oh, yeah.
You're taking things.
And it's long-term projects.
Yeah, and so it may be 5-6 years before you see anything out of it. But
if you're taking number one overall in the NFL or the NBA, you're expected to play and have an impact right away.
Right.
If you're taking number one overall in baseball, if you're playing in the majors in 3 years, you've been fast-tracked.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's way different, in my opinion, way different. Cody says, you remember how great Chris Burke was supposed to be?
Yeah.
He broke Todd Helton's hitting records in college? Yeah. Chris Burke was supposed to be a monster. Chris Burke was the epitome of just a guy.
There have been a lot of prospects come through here that everybody thought they were the next big thing.
Who was that catcher they drafted that 1 year? Oh, I forgot his name. But I'm looking at this George Springer draft, and he was the number 11th pick. And of the top 10, one has been an all-star, which is Garrett Cole, which is on AJ's fantasy team. Danny Holtzen was drafted by the Mariners in second pick. Trevor Bauer, Dylan Bundy, Bubba Starling, Anthony Rendon, which is Rice product. Archie Bradley, Francisco Lindor, and Javier Baez and Corey Spangelberg were the top. But that was the top 10 picks.
Yeah. A lot of those guys are nothing. Yeah. Francisco Lindor is a hell of a player. Yeah. But again, the fact that George Springer's even in the big leagues at this point, 4 or 5 years after he's drafted, although he's a little bit older.
Yeah, he was older.
A senior in college when he got drafted, which is pretty rare.
This might be before your time, but do you remember when Eric Anthony was supposed to be the next great Astro star?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Brian Bogusevic? Remember him?
Yep. Yeah, then they had to move positions on him.
Yep. So, I mean, this happens a lot. And there's been first-round picks that – what's that? The catcher they took in 2010, Mike – it was like KV something, who – Kvantica or something like that. I don't think he ever even made it to the major. I don't even know if he still plays baseball. I haven't heard anything about him in years.
Geo Meyer, remember him?
Yep.
There's another high pick that never did anything. It's and sometimes you find guys.
Jordan Lyles. Oh, boy. Jordan Lyles was the second. He was coming. The next Roy Oswalt.
Yep.
Where's Jordan Lyles at these days?
Not being the next Roy Oswalt.
No.
All right. Wes asked, just finished Sons of Anarchy this weekend. Not sure how to fill the vacuum in his left. Best show ever?
No. It was a good show. It was a fun show. Not the best show ever.
Yeah. Justified.
That's your favorite show ever?
No. It's not my favorite show ever, but if you're looking for something to fill the void.
Or Breaking Bad, if you haven't.
Breaking Bad. I mean, of the shows that are completed.
If you haven't seen The Wire, though, I tell everybody, go watch The Wire.
Yeah.
It's my favorite show ever. If you haven't seen it, you should.
I it's definitely in my top three. I don't even know how I could.
I think you can watch Sopranos again. If you never watched Sopranos, you should have watched that by now.
Yeah, you definitely should. And
those are good because all you got to do is get HBO Go for a month.
Yeah.
So pay $10 or whatever it is for a month of HBO Go if you don't have HBO. And if you do, you have it anyway. But if you don't have HBO, it'll cost you $10 for a month. Watch both those series in 1 month.
And the one thing about those two is they both really made it possible for all the things that are happening now because they pushed the envelope and created something different. And HBO was the first one to really reach out and start doing that. And those shows, you could see a lot of both of those shows in the really good ones now. All right, quick break. It's already Gym of the Daytime? Boy, it's going by fast. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we're back on the Blitz. We're having a finals party at the House of Blues on Monday, April 4th. We're broadcasting live all day long. Mike and Mike will kick the day off at 5 a.m., followed by Reality Check, John and Raheel with Dell, Unfiltered, Houston Game Day, and, of course, the Blitz. There will be special breakfast buffets, happy hour specials, and we'll have special guests stopping by all day. Oh, did we mention that it's opening day in baseball, too? We'll have the game on to watch your hometown heroes take on the Yankees at noon. Don't miss a second of the action at House of Blues, Monday, April 4th, brought to you in part by Papa John's. And Sunday, we will be doing a special two-hour version of the Blitz. 12 to 2, is that correct, John? At Fogo de Chao. So we're going to be out and about a lot.
That's the one right here on West Timer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
I look forward to that. Stuffing my face with meat while I do a radio program.
Oh, hell yeah. Lamont says The Wire and Sopranos are my favorite series, and I change on which one is the best depending on which one I'm watching. That's kind of how I am. Deadwood's really high on the list for me, too. I thought that was fantastic. And they're supposed to make a movie to sort of finish the story now, which would be cool. 646 asks, what about your Canadian Orphan Black? Binging on that right now. That's a really good show, but that's current. I think we were kind of talking about shows that have completed. But yeah, Orphan Black and Mr. Robot are two shows that if you're not on, there's still plenty of time to catch up.
I haven't watched Mr. Robot. You need to watch that.
Yeah, I think you should. It's delightfully weird.
Okay.
It's your kind of show.
I'm about giving it a chance. I'm about that.
And Orphan Black, you should watch with the wife because she'll like it too. It's one of those that I didn't think I would like it. And then the first time I watched it, I didn't really enjoy it. And then I tried it again and got into it. The chick that acts in that thing is just fantastic. She plays a ridiculous amount of characters, and they're all unique. I mean, it's as good acting as you'll see. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, but right now we have to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I love ridiculous baseball injuries. And this one might be one of my favorites in a while.
Will Smith?
Yes. Chris sent this to me via email. But, yeah, Will Smith was taking off his shoe when he tore a ligament in his right knee. He was supposed to be their co-closer. He was getting ready to shower and was standing on one leg to take off his other shoe when he lost his balance and twisted the knee.
That's not good.
I pulled hard on the shoe and it stayed on. My knee just went up and popped. Everyone tells you there's nothing you can do about it, but you still feel like you are letting people down. Sure there is. Be more careful taking off your damn shoes.
That's true.
That's not a hard thing to do. I know there's spikes. Come on, man. Anyway. 713-780-ESPN. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. If you want to get in, we will talk about anything
except
Syracuse.
Women's basketball.
Well, and Syracuse.
Oh, okay.
I think we're Syracuse out. Yeah.
All right.
There's three other teams in this Final Four.
There's three good teams in the final.
Yeah, there's three good teams, and we've spent no time on them.
Yeah.
So, people are bringing up a lot of Darryl Ward. Remember him?
Yeah.
Remember, well, he wound up being a better player elsewhere, Bobby Abreu.
Yeah. He ended up having a really good career, just not here.
Yeah, and that was one where they left him exposed in the, if I'm not mistaken, they left him exposed in the expansion draft. And they lost him that way because they preferred Richard Hidalgo, who did have one really, I'm guessing, aided season where he hit 48 home runs.
Yeah.
But
sometimes that happens, and then all of a sudden you're no good anymore. Shocker.
Yeah. That's probably enough baseball talk for today, too. Hey, I'm going to do my 12 seconds of hockey. I'm starting to like your Predators.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They're playing very good right now.
I haven't paid much attention, so I've kind of given up on them.
Well,
they look like crap most of the early season.
Yeah, but that trade they made,
it's working for them.
It's working, and you better watch out for those guys. This
good.
They're one of the three teams I'm probably going to bet on to win the whole thing.
If they make it to the conference finals, I'll be watching hockey.
Okay,
they got to get there though.
How about the semifinals? You're gonna let them win a round.
Okay, I might do that. Who's the pitcher that was at Rice and was a stud? And he played for the Tigers. He threw like 101 miles an hour.
Yeah, I know.
Smoked
a
bunch
of
dope, or smoked a bunch of pot.
Is his last name Anderson?
Matt Anderson.
Yeah.
That's who it was. He was a good one. That's a good guy that was a top prospect that kind of flamed out.
Your Predators right now opened at 12-1. They peaked at 30-1. Right now you can get them at 18-1 to win the whole thing.
Okay.
Which I think is a... All right,
You think it's a value.
I think there's value there. I'm going to give you another one where there's some value because they just snuck into the playoffs, but they made a coaching change. They're still not technically in yet. Minnesota at 40.
Okay.
That's a good team that you're looking for something to throw some money on. All right, we are going to take a quick break. We come back. We will, I promise you, RJ Bell's odds. I promise we'll get to them when we come back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.